I'm going to lift our hands. Let's worship. Let's pray in the spirit for a little while. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mission did it, killer, the mama, the caracadet, and the mama, and 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 the mama, and the call of washing. Thank you for who you are. There's nobody like you. We thank you. There's nobody above you. Nobody can do the things that you've done. God, thank you for keeping us and guiding us and taking us and showing us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just bless your holy name. We adore you. Come on, take a couple minutes and let him know. Take a couple minutes and let him know that you love him. God, I honestly love you. We may not have all the fancy words to say. Just say, God, honestly, I just love you. I love you for who you are. I appreciate the things you've done in my life. I appreciate the things that you're going to do that you haven't even done yet. God, there's so many more plans that you have, so many ideas you have, so many more gifts on the inside that we haven't even touched. God, we thank you for those. If you don't do another thing after this moment, Father, we're grateful anyway. So we appreciate you. We appreciate who you are. We appreciate your presence. We appreciate your power. Thank you for loving us, God. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you. You ain't had to do it. You are all good by yourself, but you decide to love us and take us on. What is man that thou art mindful of us? So we appreciate it, God. We appreciate it, Lord. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and tell him thank you. Open up your mouth and tell him thank you. Open up your mouth and tell him thank you. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Father, we honor and adore you and praise you and bless you. This moment is for you. This time is for you. This life is for you. Who I am is for you. Who I am is not for me. It is for you. Your will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on the inside of us. We honor you. We adore you. We praise you. We thank 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 you. There's nobody like you. There's nobody like you, God. We want to be what you called us to be. We want to manifest your goodness in our lives. We want to manifest your greatness in our lives. We want to manifest your glory in our lives. We want to be a good witness of who you are, God. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Come on, say it. We thank you, Lord. Father, we just come to hear from you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. James chapter 1, verse 22. You can put it up on the screens. You don't have to turn that right now. Put it up on the screens. James chapter 1, verse 22. And I'll open up with that for a reason. If y'all know me, you know I've been, when I minister, I'm trying to get us to the point to where we're catching on to what's going on here. And that we're catching on to what's really happening in our midst. And that we can activate it and take it outside of these walls and somewhere else. Amen? That's the purpose. It's Jesus' whole purpose from all his time and everything he did. His whole purpose was not to have this cooped up in a building. Huh? But to make sure it spreads out. James chapter 1. So everything that I'm ministering, is just pushing us to get activated as people and to really understand what's going on and really catch on. Sometimes there's a possibility to come to church on a weekly week basis and then miss it. Some of you come to church on a weekly week basis. You don't miss, but you miss. Don't seem like it makes sense, huh? I ain't never missed church, but you miss church. I love. Most people like holler. I love quiet church. That means you're thinking. I won't be all up in your ear, on your mind when you leave here, you driving here, you can't even turn the radio on. Am I missing it? That's what I want you to ask yourself. Ask yourself right quick, am I missing it? Now, don't look at me and ask me. You know, think about it for a second. Am I missing it? Is it a possibility that I could be missing it? James 1:22, you look at the screen, read it. Ready, read. And say a but. I'm going to say a but. Say the but. Ready, go. Read it again. One more time. No, you're deceiving your family. No, you're deceiving the world. No, who are you deceiving? You so but be, and for the sake of time, I don't have the context. There is a lot of instructions they give right there in James chapter 1. But this scripture speaks a lot of volumes, just it in itself. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. In other words, real simple, and that's not my main text. We're going to flip over in a minute. But you got to do something with what you're getting. If there's no action, if there's no functioning, if there's no, I really can't even do the word if I don't receive it right. Everybody say reception.
Reception.
Everybody say see.
See.
All right, and reception and seeing got something to do with each other. See, you can be hearing this word, and this word can be preached, but you don't see it. There's no revelation. See, what revelation knowledge does is opens up, and it opens up to where I can see what I couldn't see before. Like we've been reading scriptures for years. Come on, we can have a scripture-thon up in here, can't we? We can do a scripture-thon, and we can go line up and read scripture until Jesus come back, and we start quoting. We ain't got to get the Bible, the scripture-thon. Just you line up, and I'm going to line up next to you, and then you quote all the scriptures you know, and I quote all mine. We can do that forever until Jesus comes, can't we? Now, I want to be to the point to where the manifestations are coming like you know them scriptures. And we're getting there. And the supernatural power that's popping off is amazing. I thank God for Apostle. I thank God for what he's doing with Apostle and what he's been doing for years.
Amen.
And everything that he's just bringing out to the front. Out to the front. I'm grateful for it. And I, truthfully, because I'm grateful, you know, a lot of times people say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're grateful for you. No, here's how you really say thank you. Becoming what you're taught to become.
Amen.
You want to thank me? Do something with what I gave you. You really grateful? I don't hear your mouth. You really grateful? Become what I'm longing for you to become. To be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. So something must be done. Something must be done by you. Or else you'll deceive yourself and you'll think that you're getting it done, but you ain't getting nothing done. It's a possibility that this will happen. Come into church. Right now, looking at me, hear me preach. getting hands laid on you, on your knees at the altar doing worship. It's a possibility you can do all that and miss it. Second Kings. Second Kings chapter 2. I believe the Holy Spirit showed me this, so I appreciate it. And I know when the Holy Spirit shows me something, I'm not running to go. I know he ain't show it to me for everybody else before he showed it to me for me. Huh? The Holy Spirit told me this morning, he said, stop using me as an informant and take me as an instructor. Yeah. You want me to inform you of things, or you want me to instruct you in some things? So I understand that when I'm praying in the Spirit, I mean, y'all been praying, don't raise your hand. I mean, we've been praying in the Spirit. When you pray in the Spirit, you're expecting the Holy Spirit to say something to you. You're not trying to meet no needs or meet the spiritual needs of the day or do your duty for Jesus, but I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to show me something, to tell me something about, this is a side journey, tell me something about me so I can activate it. How are you going to get the twig out of somebody else's eye when you got a beam in yours, right? That's what that means. When the Holy Spirit gives you some direction, he's talking to you first. It's not for your message. It's not for your delivery to somebody else. No, what about you? You probably need that, so I understand. So the Spirit showed me this the other day, and I said, well, all right, Lord, I'm going to catch it. I understand. I get it. And he had been showing me it over the years, but he showed it to me in another way the other day, 2 Kings chapter 2, and I said this, and I got a chance to talk to some of my fellow staff members about this, and I'm excited about what's going to happen after this. But I want you to catch it. I asked the Holy Spirit to help me. Before I came, I said, Holy Spirit, help me. Nobody can receive anything except the giving from heaven. You really can't get it unless the Holy Spirit stamp it on your heart. So I asked the Holy Spirit to do that for you. I really did. For tonight, this is a message that I wish I could preach to the world. I wish I can definitely preach to everybody that's connected to Apostle here at this church. From LTMA, I wish they'd be listening to LTMA, to all the sons and daughters, to even my personal family, to our staff members, to everybody that's connected, to even you. I wish people in church on Sundays to hear this message, because it's something that God is trying to do. But we got to be on it. You know, this story, and I'm going to read through it. This story, I was walking through the office the other day, and I was talking to Brother Dew and Troy, and I said, I'm going to show y'all one of the saddest stories in the history of the Bible. And this is it right here in 2 Kings chapter 2. It's one of the biggest letdowns in the history of God's will. And I see it as one of the biggest letdowns. Y'all know the story about Elijah and Elisha, huh? Mm-hmm. Huh? Y'all know the story about Elijah and Elisha? One of the biggest letdowns in the history of the world. I hear your scriptures, really. I hear your reverend and your doctrine. You got no portion. One of the biggest letdowns ever. One of the biggest disappointment in the history of just God doing what he's doing. Got your attention now, huh? Chapter 1. And it came to pass that when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went to Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. Are y'all with me? So they went down to Bethel, and the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou not that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he says, the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said, knowest thou not the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? He answered, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elisha said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me over to Jordan. And he says, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men, the sons of the prophets, went and stood to view afar off, and the two stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were going over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. Y'all know this story, don't you? And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Praise the Lord. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken away from thee, it shall be unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Y'all see that? He said, if you see me when I'm taken away, it's simple. You'll get it. If you don't, you won't. And it came to pass as they went on and talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. Came right in between them, right in the middle of them. And Elijah went up into a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it and cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were a view of Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elisha does rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. So now, you know, our favorite story, we were going over this, we go over this for years, you know, you get a double portion. You see me when I go, you get a double portion. And we glorify that. And the story in itself, the principle in itself is great. And the story within itself is great. But I'm reading it. The Holy Spirit shows me that it's one of the biggest letdowns that we've read about in our favorite stories. Give you a little history, and I don't have time to go read it, but Elisha threw his mantle upon Elijah. And you do a little reading, it's in 1 Kings, I think it's chapter 19. That's how they ended up getting together. How did they come together? That's how they ended up getting together. He threw his mantle, he threw his anointing upon Elisha. And Elisha understood what it was when he felt it. He understood what it was when it came upon him. And so he knew that he had to forsake all and come and follow this man. It was no question. Matter of fact, if we go read, I don't have time to go read it, but when he threw his mantle upon you, when he threw his mantle upon Elisha, Elisha turned around. Elisha was doing some work, doing whatever he's doing. The Lord had told him to go over there. He threw his mantle, and Elisha come up and said, let me go sell this. Let me go take care of my family. Let me go do this. Because it wasn't even no question. Nobody even had to say, you need to follow me closer. It wasn't no question, because he knew when he got the mantle upon him, when he experienced the power of God from the prophet, he knew that I must follow. Amen. He knew it immediately. There was no discussion. It wasn't no talk, you need to get close. It wasn't none of that. We didn't have that written in the Bible. The Old Testament is a whole lot different than how we live now. It wasn't none of that conversation. You knew once you sensed the power that it was something that you needed to be close to. And so he ended up doing everything he had to do and started following. We don't hear about him again from chapter 19 in 1 Kings. We don't hear about him again until this chapter. And you don't hear nothing about what Elisha did. Elisha did this. You don't hear nothing about Elisha again until 2 Kings chapter 2. And the first thing you start reading about him is, he said, I'm about to go over to Bethel. Mm-hmm. You stay here. Mm-hmm. It's almost like saying, the Lord called me to go over there. Mm-hmm. So you don't come. Mm-hmm. No, as the Lord liveth, I'm coming with you. How long the Lord live? Lord Jesus, okay. As the Lord liveth, I'm coming. I'm going over to, let me look at it, because I don't want misquote. I'm going over to Jericho. Y'all see that? Yeah. I'm going to Jericho. You stay here. Go ahead and stay home. Stay home. I'm going to Jericho. I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. Stay home. Nope. As the Lord liveth, as your soul liveth, I'm going to be right here. Huh? Are y'all with me? Yeah. I'm going over to, where we going next? We're going to Jordan. I'm going over to Jordan. Stay here. You ain't gotta come. You know, even in the beginning, you gotta read this. You gotta be a student of the word. When you go read it, I hope you go read 1 Kings 19 for yourself. Even when he threw the mantle upon him and Elijah started saying, well, I'm gonna follow you, what I need to do. Elijah took a look at Elijah and said, what I got to do with you? And almost like saying, I ain't did nothing to you. Why are you talking to me like this? Same thing. Stay here. I'm going over to Jordan. I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. I'm going over to Jordan. Stay here. As thy soul liveth, I'm going to be with you. So he said, all right, I'm going to let you come. Go through the story and get to the River Jordan. He wrapped up his mantle, and smote the waters. I don't know what y'all know what that means. He hit the water, and it opened up. Y'all ain't never seen no water open up, so you know that's supernatural, right? You ain't never seen no water open up like that. Supernatural. Boom. It's the power of God. Boom. Hit that. And they both together walked over. I see the power. I see what's going on. I see the power. I experienced the power. I can see the power. I experienced the power. Look around you right quick. Look at this building. Look around you. Look at everything. Look at this miracle that we walk upon every week we come here. Look about what's going on. Hold on. Look before we worship right now. Look around and see what's going on. Look around in this building. Look around all this stuff that's paid for. We in Darrow. Listen to me. Understand. We not in no big city. We in Darrow. Smote the waters in Darrow. Hold on. You see it. They too walked across. What you want from me? What you want? How do you say? The next thing he said, what you want from me? He said, you know what? I want a double portion. I want two times what you got. I'm going through the story, but I'm about to blow. I want two times what you got. You asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, boy, Jesus said nevertheless. Nevertheless, I ain't got time to go. That's another message. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I go, you get the double portion. If you see me when I go, you'll get the double portion. If you see me when I go, you'll get the double portion. Next part of the story, Chad the Fire show up, right? Now, stand up, Dean. Now, I want you to understand when the chariot of fire, it appeared and asunder, that's the word they use. That just means between for us. So that means now, they two came together over, you know, and I don't know how many centimeters they were standing together. I don't know all that. But I know they two together came over. And I know that the distance was a little closer because they said the 50 was a far off. So I knew it was a little closer. Mm-hmm. So they stand together and they said the chariot came in between them. Come on, listen to the story. Come on, are y'all with me? Yes, I talked about this before. Listen, the chariot came and showed up in between. I don't know if it came out of the sky and started running through. I don't know if it just dropped right there. I don't really care how it got there. All I know is the chariot that's on fire and the horse is on fire. You ain't never seen that before neither, have you? And we read these stories like they normal. Look at the chariot. No. Fire. Horses on fire, but they ain't burning. Chariot on fire, but they ain't burning. In between the two. But you remember he said, if you see me, when I'm taking from you, you get a double portion. Huh? You remember he said that, right? Do you remember when Elijah said that? Okay. Shows up. You know, I'm just paraphrasing the story. Shows up, chariot of fire between them. Elijah go up in the whirlwind. Elijah tearing his clothes because he's sad because his master has been taken away from him. But they say he saw it. You can sit down there. They say he saw it. All right. So because he saw it, what happened? He get a double portion, right? Because he saw it, he get the double portion, right? Because he saw it, he got a double portion, right? And did he get a double portion? Did Elisha get a double portion? Yeah. Praise the Lord for that. And we take that and we, woo! Praise the Lord. So we made a law out of it. She said, what? We made a law out of it. You know, Elijah, that's our thing right there. And don't get me wrong, in itself, the story is a great story, a great principle. But where you fit in? If we did that like that today, if that was law and that was a principle, that was the way it's supposed to go. Listen to me well. If that was law and that was principle and that was just the way it's supposed to go, Elijah to Elisha, woo, we won the victory. And we were doing that today, that means all y'all be left out. You still wondering why I said it's a letdown, huh? Huh? You wondering? Thank God for Elisha getting a double portion. I appreciate that. I'm thankful for that. And we get excited, but we miss the letdown. While all this is going on, Dean, verse 6, and Elisha said, "Tarry, I pray thee, for the Lord sent me to Jordan." He said, "Lord, as I live and as I soul liveth, I will not leave thee." And the two went on. Verse 7. Read verse 7. Put verse 7 on the screen. Read it again. Read it again. Big letdown. Big letdown. You don't let the Holy Spirit show you where you're at in the scripture. You'll never see where you are. You never let him, never tell him, open your eyes. You'll never see what part you play in all of this. Biggest letdown. Verse 7. Read it again. Okay, no, just 50 men. It said 50 men, right?
Right.
No, it was just 50 men. That's the way they described them?
Yes.
No, how did they describe them? Who? Sons of the prophet. Who was it? Now, who's the prophet in this story that we're talking about right now? Because ain't got the double yet.
Right.
In verse 7, Shah?
Right.
Jah got it. Shah ain't got it right now. So in verse 7, Jug got it. So it must be his son.
Right.
And 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view. What's the next two words?
Afar off.
They were still trying to view.
Mm-hmm.
It was afar off. And it says, and they too stood by the Jordan. They too talking about Elijah and Elisha. Story goes on, chariot of fire happened. I asked the Holy Spirit one day, because for years I thought that Elijah went up in the chariot. Anybody with me? I was the only one that wasn't deep enough in there. He just thought he went up in the chariot, because we was excited about the chariot. We just so excited about the chariot. Woo! Look at the chariot. If that happened right now, we pulling out our phone, trying to put it on Instagram. Put it on YouTube, right? Did y'all see that chariot of fire? And so I said, well, why? I read it, it said, the chariot of fire came in and split them two asunder, and then Elijah went up in the whirlwind. I said, but he said, you see me when I go, you'll catch me.
That's right.
You see me when I go, you'll catch me. You see me when I go, you get a double portion. Well, if he went up in the whirlwind, why did you do this, God? Like, why did you do? I know God don't do anything for accident. I know he don't just be making stuff up to add fluff to the story, right? So what was the point of the chariot in the fire? Could you please tell me why you sent this chariot of fire down here? Stick with me for a second. It's the biggest letdown. I appreciate Elisha. Woo! All right, Elisha. One man got the double portion. So now stick with me. I know your head going. You're reeling now. Listen to me. Listen, this is how I love church like that. Wait, I love you. Look at that word. I love it. I want you to dig in there. And understand, this Bible will yield so much stuff if we paid attention. This Bible, this Word of God will yield so much stuff if we stop being religious. This Bible will yield so much more if we ask the Holy Ghost to open up our eyes so that we can see. That's another Elijah moment. Just later on, open up his eyes so we can see. And ask the Holy Spirit to do that when you're reading his Word. Lord, open up my eyes so that I can see. So that I won't just be reading, but I'll be revelating. I ain't even no word, but the revelation will come forth. All right? When Elijah said, you ask a hard thing of me. But if you see me when I go, you get the double portion. Right then, at that direct moment, the words of the prophet became the word of God. So when he said it, it became principle. It was just as clear as let there be light, and there was. Y'all remember let there be light, and there was, right? It was no let there be light, and turn the lights on. No, let there be light, it was, right? It became just as clear. The same thing with our prophet. We go to, it came just as clear. When the prophet of God said it, it becomes the word of God. So now, if you see me, when I go, you get a double portion. It's law now. It is a principle now. It is something that's set out into the atmosphere that just works. You see me, when I go, you get a double portion. So now it's law. So now, because it's law, because it's set out to the atmosphere now, and it's already set like the word of God, it's already made a principle that we can live by. If that is the case, then that means whoever sees will receive too. It became the word of God at that moment. It became just as clear as let there be light. Are y'all listening to me? So I said, why are you send a chariot? Everybody said distraction, right? Everybody said distraction. He sent the chariot out. I said, why are you doing that, God? Why would you do that? He sent the chariot to come in between. And I'm imagining, let me go back before I deal with them 50 on that. I'm imagining how Elisha had to function in order to keep seeing him before he left. Now, I know, we are feeble minds. You got to use your imagination when you're reading the word of God. You use your imagination. Let the Holy Spirit take your imagination. But I'm sitting there, and I'm seeing Elisha up there doing like this. Imagine a big 18-wheeler coming between. He just told you to get double portion. That's what you want, right? You want manifestation, right? You want increase, right? That's what you want. You want God to use it as much as he can, right? All right, if you see me when I go, you get it. Then the 18-wheeler show up right between y'all. I'll be all on the ground trying to see. You do it because I got to catch him. Because if I don't see him, I won't get it. So now I'm imagining Elisha. It takes a little effort from him. It took a little effort from Elisha to see him before he went. It wasn't just this is Wednesday. What time is it? 6:30? All right. On the church. Come on, Pastor. Come on, sir. We'll stand up a little bit. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. That's right, Pastor. He didn't. He couldn't sit out receiving. He couldn't. Wasn't that simple? Had to stretch your neck a little bit. Get uncomfortable. Let the muscles get strained because I'm trying to see. Bend that back so I can see what's going on. And I got to move around because all I know, this is the word of God. Don't nothing else matter to me right now. All I know is that if I see him when he gone, I'll get what I want. So I don't care who you are. I don't care about my family. I don't care about none of that stuff no more. Matter of fact, Elisha knew it before because they kept on telling me, you know your mask is going to be taken away from you today, huh? I know. Shut up. You know, come again. You know your mask is going to be taken away from you. Yeah, I know. Shut up. They had to be somewhat, let me deal with the prophet. They had to be somewhat following Elijah because they was at Bethel and Jericho. They had to be in some kind of connection with him. He knew he was the prophet of God. He was at Bethel, and he was at Jericho, and he was at Jordan. But in Jordan, they was. So now I see him stretching, trying to see. He's trying to do everything he's trying to see. He's trying to do whatever it takes for my focus to be there so that I can see him when he go. Because if I can see him, so that right now I'm focusing on your eyes right now, right? I ain't thinking about what these other people doing. I'm looking at you. Because right now that's what I'm supposed to be looking at. I'm looking at you. Y'all get me? We looking at the hoopla. We looking at such-and-such on TV. We looking at such-and-such on TV. Uh-oh. Well, that wasn't even in my notes. We going to this meeting and that meeting. Who God called you to? Who threw that mantle upon you? Who threw that mantle upon you? We all over. You don't, chariot comes to be a distraction because the principle says if you see, you get a double. If you see, you get a double. If you see me when I go, you get a double. If I'd have seen him go up in the whirlwind, I get a double portion. The only person in the story that got a double portion was Elisha. It's a terrible situation. It's good for the benefit of the anointing passing on, and thank that God had a man. I'm thankful that God had a man, because Lord knows what it'll be like right now. I'm thankful that God had a man to use, but that wasn't God's best. And so now we're at Jordan. We've been to Bethel. We've been to Jericho. Now we're at Jordan. We just saw the man. Listen to me. First of all, we saw how Elisha was following Elijah. We knew he was. That's why we were teasing him. You know he's going to be taken away from me today, huh? Not only that, we get to Jordan, and he wrapped the mantle and smite the waters, and it opened up. Them jokers wasn't seeing nothing like that. That's a miracle power of God. You know that God must be with this man. This must be something that he got that I don't have. So they saw it right there. They saw a miracle right there. So there was no discussion. We don't have to know if he's anointed or not. Is he going the right way? Well, the water opened for him and not you. Saw the water open. They saw it. They saw the miracle. Saw the water open. Saw the water closed. Saw it all. But now you're standing from afar off. It did with these 50 prophets. Now you're standing from afar off over here. Now you're standing from you over here. Power over there, but you over here. And they say they stood the view afar off. But y'all know, let's see. It went off on me. I think you just have to read verse 1, Tom, right here. No, don't put it on the screen. Come on, come on, everybody. You ain't know where I'm at. Hold on, you don't know where I'm at. Hold on. Let me skip because y'all might start looking at your Bible and look at 2 Kings chapter. All right. Read it. Don't put the camera on it. Read it. Read it to me. Somebody saying four. I'm glad that you're screaming four because that's all we've been screaming. And we can't even see what the word really says. We just know what chapter we're in, but we don't know what it's saying. Y'all got to roll with me, man. Ask the Holy Ghost to help me tonight. Listen. Read chapter 1. Can you read it? Why you can't read it? Huh? Everybody say it's too little. No, it ain't too little. It's too far. It's too far. Too far away. So ain't no way. I need you to read this, though. Ain't no way you can read it standing way over there. Now, you come read it, Tommy. Come read it. You can read it? Read it. Read verse 1, yeah.
Now that cried.
Come on, read it. Come on, Tommy. Hold on, stop. He wasn't sure what to do. That's how you be sometimes, huh? Should I go? Should I go? I don't know, go. No. I'm going to Jericho. You stay here. As our soul living. Read it. You see how he stepped up right quick? You saw how he stepped up? He's going to come back and read it.
Now they cried a certain woman, the wife of the sons of
the prophet. Read it.
My servant, my husband is dead. My husband is dead.
I ain't looked down at them stairs just now. Stop. I ain't looked down at them stairs. You know why I ain't looked down at them stairs just now? Well, thank you, Holy Ghost. He looked down the stairs. No disrespect. But I ain't looked down them stairs. You know what? You know how many times I done walked up and down them stairs? I'm not saying that I couldn't fall one day. But you know how many times I walk down the stairs? So I ain't got to look. I'm holding this here for him to see because I didn't walked up and down them stairs already. I know how to walk this path. Now, he may have to look at it, but if he keep walking with me, he'll know how to walk down the stairs without having to look. The no-look walk. You know, like a no-look pass?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to read this now because you're close enough. Yeah, I want you to read. You can't read it standing so far over there. You can't read it. You can't. No, here we go. Here we go. You can't see it. You can't see it standing so far. You way over there, but you want the anointing. How are you going to get it? Because the principle says if you see me when I go, you'll get it. But if it's too far off to where you can't see nothing, if you everywhere else but where the power is at, then how are you going to see? I'm not talking about church right now. Not talking about Sunday morning and Wednesday night Bible study. Thank God for being here. You need to be here too. I'm not talking about just that though. Everybody say closer.
Closer.
Say it louder, say closer.
Closer.
So now I'm going to fall off. Chariot came, but the principle says if I see, so no matter where I was at, if I see it when he leave, I get a double portion. I don't care if I wasn't with him at Jericho, Bethel, or nothing. The word of God says if I see him when he go, I get a double portion. So God is so intelligent. God had to send this chariot down because he knew that these fools that were standing afar off did not know how to handle the anointing. He knew, I can't be a respectable person. There's not, the scripture says, there's not one word that returned to me void. When I put it out there, it do what it's supposed to do. So now my servant then said this and then said this word out of his mouth, which has now become my words out of his mouth. So now it's principle out in the air. So I know that whoever see it, gonna get to. But I know that these jokers up here on the mountain, they don't deserve to. If they get too duggy, they gonna hurt somebody. A lot of times we looking at apostle, we want all that stuff he got. We want to do all that. That's why people be leaving here going to start churches all quick and fast. Because you don't understand though, you wasn't watching. You couldn't have been watching. You couldn't have seen what was going on. Did the prophet ask you what you want from me? Because if he didn't ask you that, what you trying to go get it for? Another conversation. Knew if you got the double portion, because you wasn't walking with me. You didn't even see me while I was gone. You so busy trying to tease Elisha that you ain't see what was going on in service. I knew if you get it, you're going to kill somebody. If you get that power to smoke the waters. Now, I want y'all to understand, too, it wasn't when it's smoked the waters. We're not talking about a little creek. You know, you step across a puddle. Hey, what you going to smoke that for? Walk around it. I'm not talking about no puddle. Get your mind. Come on, use your imagination. Everybody say imagination.
Imagination.
Use imagination. So obviously we done got to this. We're not even talking about the ditch by your house. Then when it get high, boy, that's a lot of water. No, because you can wade across that. If you're brave, you can jump. Right? I'm talking about that. So Jordan, it had to be that I couldn't cross. He said like the Mississippi. Pop, smash, smoke the Mississippi. Hit it. Smoke, you know, smoke, hit it. Hit the Mississippi. Open up, you walk on across. Power, man. That's something I done seen. Now, if the 50 are all far off, let's talk about them, all right? We're going to make sure that we not over there where they at, all right? Praise the Lord. If the 50 are far off, get a double portion, but they wasn't with him when he smote the waters. I got time to read it. When they come across the Jordan, smote the waters, walked across together, them two. All right, so that means the other one was far off. That means they didn't even cross the water. They might have been on the other side of the bank. That's cool.
Yeah.
They came across. Uh-huh. All that go on, chariot of fire, he saw him, rent his clothes, upset, took the mantle, came back and smote them same waters to go back across.
Yeah.
Now, he knew how to go back across.
Yeah.
He knew how to smote the waters the same way. Yeah. And the first thing he said, he didn't say, my father. No, he said, my God of Elijah.
Yeah.
When you don't know what to do, call on the water. My God, listen, I would say, look, this the same God that the apostle serves.
Right.
You did it for an apostle.
That's right.
Smoked them waters and got the same result. Listen to me. Got the same exact result. got the same thing going on. 50 probably would have got it and wasn't there for the initial miracle, so they didn't know how to turn it on. Even if they'd have figured out a way to, how you turn this on. Even if they'd have figured out a way to smoke the waters and open it up, they'd have drowned everybody that came with them. They probably couldn't have held it open long enough. Probably ain't know what they was doing. Why? Because they was afar off. They couldn't see because they was afar off. So God sends a chariot. God sends a chariot and does a misdirection. This is a misdirection, so it make you look over here so you don't see what's going on over here. Amen. I make you look over here so you don't see what's going on over here. Look at this hand, and I'm going to do the work over here. A chariot is exciting, though. The chariot is exciting. That's chariot of fire is exciting. Woo, chariot! I'm going to do the work over here. You hear talk about the Holy Ghost is still a small voice? Uh-oh. I'm gonna do the work over here in the whirlwind. Whirlwind's dope too, though. Whirlwinds are awesome. Whirlwind? Somebody get taken up in a whirlwind? You ain't never seen it before. He had to throw the confusion so that they wouldn't see. So that who deserved the double would get the double. He deserved the double because of how close he was. He deserved the double because he knew what to do with the double. How did he know what to do with the double? Because he was with the doubler, the one that had what he needed. He was with him. He was with him the whole time. I'm prone to bleeding from 1 Kings 19 up until that moment. He was with him, just quietly holding his peace. But it's the biggest letdown in the world to me. Because God, they say everything that I'm gonna take you to Jesus in a minute. But they say everything that everything up until Jesus, before Jesus, and up coming up to Jesus was a shadow of Jesus. Yeah. It couldn't be him. You know, a shadow is not you, right? You ever seen your shadow? You ever seen your shadow?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen your shadow?
Yeah.
You look at the shadow, it looked like you, it's kind of shaped like you, depending on which way the light's showing. It's kind of shaped like you. It represents you. It's a shadow. But it's not, I can't shake the shadow hand. So it's just a shape of you, but it's not you. So they say everything from the beginning up until Jesus is a shadow of Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah. You go read your Bible like that now. Right? It's like a similar, it's almost like him, but he couldn't do what he did because it wasn't a spotless lamb. But it's almost like him. It's almost like the same principle.
Yeah.
And understand back in those days it went one to one, you know, David to Solomon, Abraham to Isaac. Huh? Isaac to Jacob. I understand it went one to one. That's how they cast it down. They cast the mantle down. I understand. So it's proper that it was Elijah to Elisha. It's proper. But you still got these 50 up here that could have got the double portion. Huh?
Yes.
You still, because what it was said, if you see me when I go, you'll get the double portion.
Yeah.
So these guys still should have got it. And it looks to me like he became poor that we might be rich. It looked like he paid the price so that we all can be close to God. Sound like Jesus, don't it? It's a shadow of Jesus. So now these 50, you ready, Duke? These 50 could have got the double portion, but they're standing so far, and they're not close enough, and they're not paying attention, so God's best couldn't be done in that moment. Well, God could have changed it and gave them all the double portion. He can do what he want. But when he put it out there, if you stand on my word, we know this, we worry people, right? If the word said, what happens? You can have, come on, y'all know it. If the word says, I can have it. Come on, y'all done forgot that now. I don't know what the word can do. No, the word says it. The word says it, I can have it. If the word says it, I can have it. So the word then said it. So now if I'm looking, whether I'm number 49 or number 47, I don't care who I was. If I saw him, I'm getting double. Straight up. But you couldn't see it because you're so caught up on the hoopla. Some of y'all can't see the power of sowing. You can't see. So you broke now, and you can't see the power of sowing because you're so caught up on what he got. You caught up on the chariot. So you don't sow. But the sowing is the whirlwind. The sowing is how I got this. The sowing is how all of this, you're sitting in this air conditioned breathing all good right now. The sowing is what made this happen. I'm just trying to show you, stop looking at my stuff and understand that it ain't nothing. That'll burn up and God will reproduce it.
Amen.
Because of the principle. But you caught up on the chariot. You think somebody got something you ain't got. Now you're thinking about yourself. Last time my priest talked about crucifying because you got to die to you. What you want, all your ideas. We got so many busted and gusted ideas in our heads. All of us. We got so much busted stuff in our mind, the stuff we didn't learn from younger, the stuff that people didn't told us that wasn't according to the word of God, stuff that they didn't taught us how to have church. Renew that mind. Renew that mind. Renew that mind. It would be a terrible mistake for us to be able to be around all this anointing and don't catch it. You know, now in this new dispensation with Jesus Christ, we don't have to wait till he's taken away from us.
Amen.
You can get it now. Amen. If you're close. At that time in the Old Testament, well, that's powerful, boy. At that time in the Old Testament, the double portion. He wasn't going to get the triple portion. He wasn't going to get a triple. He wasn't going to get 1 3/4. He was going to get a double. And that's just what he says, that's what he's going to get. Now is exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now it's yet unfolding. Now it is constantly flowing. There is no end to the flow. Now we got a direct connection to the Father through Jesus Christ, right? So now what are we talking about getting up? But he's still using his apostles and the prophets. And you still got to stay close. The principle is still the same. But don't let it be a letdown. Don't let it be another letdown. Don't let it be another letdown. Don't let it be, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Don't let it be another letdown. That you're standing afar off and you don't even see what's going on. And then finally when you look up, you done got left behind. You say, well, I feel like catch up. Just start running. You know, when you're running and you're trying to catch up, you got to speed up a little bit. You might sweat a little bit more, but get to running. Some of y'all need to come to some of them meetings. When you do those Show Me Your Glory conferences. I ain't lying. I got to work. What turn on the internet? Did you turn on and watch it? I'm in somebody's face tonight, boy. How close are you? If you really could judge how close you were, how close are you? Don't answer me. Because somebody's going to say close, and I'm going to be like, you're lying because you wasn't online. So don't make me call you a liar up in here right now. How close, if you can judge how close you are, how close really are you? Are you just here because it's cool? It's a good church. It's a cool church. It's a good church. I'm excited for what Apostle doing. I go to Word of Life. I go to Word of Life, so that's your badge of honor. Look, I'm a Word of Lifer. You know people do that.
Yeah.
I remember I went to a big old church. If I call the name of church right now, you'd be saying, these people were so excited about who their pastor was and how big their church was. They didn't know their church was big and full of debt. They didn't know their church was big and broke. I knew, because that's just behind the veil. If you could judge how, if you have a closer meter, how close are you? Mm-mm. That's for all of us. How close are we really? How much are we really seeing? How much are we really paying attention? Or do we give it, you know, Sundays and Wednesdays? You know, we're about to do something online where we've done it already, where you got access to everything that comes out every time it comes out. You know, people don't understand, but you can go do it for free. How long you be on the archives? Don't answer me. You thought you got it on Sunday when you was here, huh? You didn't, because if you did, you'll have it. Uh-oh, if you got it, you'll have it. I love when apostle preaching, and you start preaching about the supernatural. Sometimes people like to look at you. I was saying to class when you start talking about the supernatural. I notice we do this too. When he said, man, we had 4 raised from the dead, and y'all was like, what? Like you done seen it already. What? No. 4 raised from the dead, what? You get common. You get common with it. You never get common with the things of God. You never get common with your leadership. Why you think Pastor don't come eat at your house? He come eat at your house every week. Now you gonna start calling him, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm saying this with all honor, just sincerity. So, Dad, if you're watching, you know why I'm saying it like this. Y'all gonna start calling him Leroy. You come eat at my house all the time. You become familiar.
Yeah.
This is my daddy. This is my blood daddy. Listen to me. This is my blood daddy. I got to keep myself from becoming common with him. I don't sit up there, hey, Dad, hey, Dad, what you doing? Hey, Dad. Hey, every time he called my phone, it is like Jesus is calling me. Y'all got anybody around me? When that phone ring, I don't care what you was talking about. I don't care if your hand was on the floor and it fell off your arm. You're going to get that when we come back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everything's shut down. The world does no longer matters. Yeah, that's just, I seen preachers' kids do that with their parents. Parents are anointed, but they didn't catch the anointing because they didn't treat them right. That's just daddy. I seen it in modern day time right now in my lifespan. I seen it happen in a major ministry that the apostles connected to. I seen it happen right now in my lifetime. I seen it happen. Man was anointed all out the door. All these people was around touching and laughing and around and didn't catch it. So now he had to do it here. In my lifetime, that's probably the second saddest story I read. Besides the one, Elijah and the one in this one. I ain't calling no names. You all around him. Hey, Pastor. Hey, Pastor. How you doing, Pastor? I'm going to hug. I see people, when we go on the roads, and people pass by and they want to try to rub him on his shoulder. Try to get some anointing.
Yes, Lord.
Work like that. We can judge how close are we? We judge how much. What you here for? I remember the message I preached, what you here for? I mean, what are you here for? I mean, what do you think this part of your life is about? You paying your dues? You paying your religious dues? You trying to miss hell? Is that what it's all about for you? It's all about going to heaven. If it was all about just going to heaven, then as soon as you said the sinner's prayer, poof, you'd have been gone. But you're still here, ain't you? Because it's something that you got to do on this side. So this whole thing that we're doing, we come to service and we come to church and we come to hear the word of God, and the word of God is always in front of us. And he says, study to show yourself approved. And this book of law shall not depart out of our mouth. And then to follow after these things. Keep my commandments. When he says those things, it's for a reason. It is not to pay dues. It's not to miss hell, but it's to bring heaven right here. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. In earth. In earth. Read the Lord's Prayer different now. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It's not on earth. It's in earth. In earth. What you made out of? Earth. He made you from the dust. In earth. That's what he wanted to happen. That's what we're doing this for. So now God has dropped an apostle in our midst and threw the mantle on us. You came looking for a pastor and got an apostle. Am I lying? You got a pastor, a prophet, and an apostle. Am I lying? How close are you? How close are you? Stand the fall if you're gonna miss it. Come on, staff, family, my family up in here. Y'all, my family up in here. Everybody's up in here. How close are you? Because if you stand the fall, if you're gonna miss it. Don't get mad. Don't get mad when I come over here and I start smiting the waters. And you look at me sideways. No. I'm trying to be as close as I can. You say, well, I can't, well, my mind come up to you. I can't be as close as you are. You be with him everywhere, blah, blah, blah. How close can you get? Did you get that close? Yeah. Yeah. What measure you meet is measured unto you, huh? To whom much is given. So what you got? What do you have access to? How much have you been given to do something with? You know, one got two talents, and one got five, right? It don't matter about, the principle still works with the two and the five and all that, but did you do something with the talents? The opportunity you had to get close, all you're using it. Stop looking at me and talking about, well, I can't do what you do. What I do and you do ain't got nothing to do with each other. You know, and it's not even, you catch a double portion. Double portion. Everybody say double portion. Come on, say double portion. Come on, say double portion. Double portion might not mean you're going to be an apostle. Double portion might not mean that we get so caught up and we small-minded with God. We get so, no, double portion don't mean you're going to be a preacher. But wherever you at, you can get that double portion in that lane.